and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. She is adept at creative and strategic thinking. She's agile in managing detailed marketing, digital marketing, and multimedia projects. This is Tracy Chen. When you get to know her, you realize all this talent, productivity, formal training, and dynamism is grounded in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus. And if you don't have just yet a relationship with the Lord, it is our hope, it is our prayer that you would come to know him as Tracy has, as Suzanne, as I have, in a very personal way. To know the one who loves you so much, dear friend, that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard life may be right now, you can know the love of God. Christ loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today is really the bridge to life. By putting your faith and trust in him and the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, you can enter into a new relationship with God. You can be born again through Jesus Christ. It's our hope, it's our prayer that you would indeed do that if you haven't yet done so. And if you're already walking with the Lord, that you would be inspired and grow even more as we share in this heart-to-heart moment with Tracy Chen. She is coordinator of events and marketing technology at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She has been on the faculty at New England Institute of Art and Emerson College. She graduated from Emerson and also Tam Kung University in Taipei. She's married to Jeff and attends High Rock Church in Brookline. Tracy, welcome to our show.
Hi. Aloha.
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 Tracy, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in a southern village, a very small one in Pingtung, Taiwan.
Now describe it. Describe your village in Taiwan for us.
The province, Pingtung, is a very rural province, and people are hard working. My dad, he's a dentist. My mom is his assistant, so I have two brothers, and we live in a very small house, and people are very tight-knitted, and everybody knows everybody practically.
Hmm. Who influenced you most, Tracy, in your growing up years?
My parents. My dad, more like his working style and his attitude toward work, pursuing perfection and hardworking, and his kindness to people that he worked with is always my aspiration. Mm-hmm. He always doesn't hesitate to provide a kindness to people who are not able to pay, or who is suffering and calling him in the midnight. He always opened a door and sometimes work until midnight, 3 a.m., and then woke up in the morning, 8 a.m., when someone else is calling.
A man of great compassion.
Yes, he is. And my mom is a very dedicated housewife and very caring to the kids.
Mm. So I'm trying to get a sense of proximity. You said it's a small village, rural village. So if I flew into Taipei, how long would it take to get to your village?
Flight-wise, it would take about an hour.
Okay.
But driving would take up about 6 hours to 8 hours, depending on the traffic.
But they can fly there.
But you can fly there.
Yes.
Now, what's it like on that 6 to 8 hour ride? All paved roads, or is it a little bit bumpy?
Yeah, it's a highway. We actually have a couple highways built already. So if you arrive Taipei, and if you fly to Pingtung, there is a local airport in Pingtung.
Mm-hmm.
You will see lands of sugar canes and some produced lands and farms. And you probably will smell some manure if you walk on the street. But people are very, very hearty and eager to host you.
Really?
Yes.
Very warm
yeah.
People.
There's an aloha spirit. Do you have an aloha spirit in your little village?
Yeah, that's
that
what it sounds
true.
Like.
True. That is true.
Especially with the sugarcane, too.
Yes.
So a friend of mine, actually, he's a Caucasian, and he married a Taiwanese girl. And one day they decided to visit their family in Taiwan. And what he described to me is the hospitality is too much to handle, or almost to a suffering degree.
Tracy, how did you become a Christian?
That's a very long journey, if you would bear with me. So my family, believes in Taoism or the local religion. They worship any kind of deity. Or Buddhism. It's a mixed of religion. And I don't believe that there's a Christian in the family that I know of. But when there was one day when I was very little, I was helping my mom to do the Lunar New Year cleaning. I found a tiny book, very, very small, about like 3 inches by 4 inches wide and very thick. And in this book, there's no punctuation, but it's written in traditional Mandarin. And I was impressed because I have never seen such a cute book. It's like pocket size, but very thick. But there's no punctuation. It's very odd. So I look at that, and there's a lot of like candle tears on top of the book and dust. I just cherish it. I see it as a treasure that I found, and I realize that it's actually Bible because there's no Christian in my family, so it's very rare. So I just saw it as a treasure and kept it in my own cabinet. And afterwards, I occasionally would hear a radio show in the midnight when I couldn't sleep. I woke up and turn up the radio, like, you know, your audience would have been doing right now. And I just listened to a Christian radio show, and they would ask to pray with them, and I just did. A few years later, I grew up to watch occasionally to some TV program on a Sunday. I remember there is one program that hosts She's an old lady, but the makeup of her that I remember is very dramatic. She has a very dramatic eyebrows and the makeup. I still remember her name, Song Neng Er, Pastor Song Neng Er.
Mm-hmm.
And she was preaching on a Sunday show, very traditional, very boring show, you could say it. It was just her sitting in front of the TV and asking people to pray with her and talking about who Jesus is. And Jesus loves people. And I prayed with her at that time. But I didn't know I would become a Christian or what it means to become a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And also another situation was, I remember vividly, I was just hanging out outside of my house, gazing in the distance. And then there was a couple of people, they rode a bicycle by, and they passed me a brochure. It's more like a booklet. On top of that, there's a cover. It's a beautiful picture. It's an illustration. It's a picture of lions and sheep and lambs. They cohabit together peacefully. It was a very beautiful picture, and I was very intrigued by it. And then when I got to my high school time, I was very rebellious. When I was in my younger age, I decided to move far away from home so I could explore the world. So I went to a city, Kaohsiung, which is the biggest city in the south. So I live off the campus, and I usually would tune up the radio. Back then, there was no TV.
Mm. So Tracy, you moved from your
village.
Rural village to Kaohsiung, to this big city. Okay, so Tracy is taking us on her journey. There are transitions in that journey, and along the way, there are. It's like the Lord is dropping pearls along the way. A Bible, a little Bible, a pamphlet. So just little things that she's picking up. And, well, we want to find out what happens in this journey as you move to Kaohsiung. As you listen, dear one, you're listening to Tracy Chen joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Tracy is the coordinator of events and marketing technology at MIT there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She's sharing her journey, her spiritual journey of faith. How did she become a Christian? She says, well, it's a long story, and we're wanting to hear all of it on the edge of our seat, on the edge of our chairs, as it were. Tracy Chen sharing heart to heart with us in a unique way. God has really blessed her, Suzanne, with this voice that's certainly captivating to me.
I can't wait for us to hear more.
More from Tracy Chen here at the Good Life Radio Show. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, when you hear our guest today, if you're tuning in right now, Tracy Chen is our guest from Boston, Massachusetts. When you hear her, you're going to think, Danny, you have a child, a young person that's on. Well, we'll clear some of that all up when we get back to Tracy. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing to have you with us today. You're in for a real treat as we talk with Tracy Chen. Tracy, during the break, we were talking about how sometimes when people would call you on the phone, what would they say?
May I speak with your parents?
Oh, and you're already an adult, right?
Yeah, sometimes I will play along.
I love it. Good for you.
They're not home right now.
So, how old were you, Tracy, when you moved? You said you were a rebellious time in your life. You're 6 to 8 hours drive from the big city, but you moved to Kaohsiung, there in Taiwan. How old were you at that time?
I was 15 when I moved to Kaohsiung, which is the biggest city in the south in Taiwan.
And Tracy, you have two brothers?
I have two brothers.
Where are you in the family placement?
I'm the youngest.
That's what I was wondering. So we need to hear a little bit more about Mom and Dad, the brothers. Our little sister has flown the coop.
My mom was reluctant, but because my hometown is very rural, mm-hmm. so all the kids, they would be aspire to or being encouraged or even forced to if they have an opportunity or luxury to attend or if they pass the math, we call it high school math entrance exam.
Yes.
It was very hard, so I took twice of my high school entrance exam, and I finally landed one of the school in Kaohsiung.
Now, Tracy, so, let me stop and briefly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was this common then for students from your village to go to mm-hmm. the big city for high school?
Not really.
Okay. Okay.
So my mom was very reluctant to see me leave.
Yes.
But she knew that it's good for my future. So, but in the meantime, driving from Kaohsiung to my hometown was only about an hour or so. So my parents would keep a very short leash of me.
Okay.
So they visit me every week if I don't go home.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So 15 years old, rebellious in what way, Tracy?
Yeah. Because I somehow felt like I need to go to a different city to explore the world. Mm-hmm. And I felt like there's something out there I need to see. And is also a trend among my schoolmates, the good ones or the most intelligent ones or the best performing kids, they all went to a different city, which are in the bigger city, either in the north, in Taipei, or in the south, in Kaohsiung.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time, follow.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. At this time, are you thinking a little bit about that Bible that you found or the pamphlet that was dropped off, or is that not part of the thinking process?
I thought about them. And I actually, it's very interesting that you asked this question, because in the very first year I went to Kaohsiung, I was lonely. Mm-hmm. So I had a radio with me. So I also listened to the English radio workshop. Mm-hmm. So there's one day I was tuning my radio as well in the midnight, and I listened to this show. It was actually... talking about or they would give away a small Bible and also introduce you to people who are Christian if you would like to learn more about Christianity or how to become a Christian. So I wrote to them for the very first time to the program. So not only they visited me and gave me a Bible, they also actually took me to the fellowship in my high school, and that's where I got to learn or attended the fellowship and also learn about Bible and also get to hang out with Christian fellows and grow. But because of my kind of like a teenager, rebellious life, that I hang out with those friends too much. Mm-hmm. I stay late after the fellowship. After the fellowship, we went to the ice cream place or mm-hmm. coffee shop, you know, just to chat. Not doing anything like bad behavior related. Mm-hmm. But there was one day, my parents, as I say, they kept a very short leash on me. So they visited me, and my roommate told my parents, oh, she has been hanging out with this kind of like Christian friends and stayed late a lot. So my parents were very angry about my behavior and not telling them about it. And my dad even went to the church to question the pastor how would the church tolerate such behavior for the teenagers, etc. So I was being scolded and also told not to go to church specifically. But as a teenager, and very rebellious one, I still kept going. And not only that, that kind of opposition for some reason becomes a drive and a motivation for me to continue to read Bible and attending churches.
Was your high school an American high school or a Christian high school?
No, it's just a regular public high school.
Okay.
Yeah, but at that time, Christian population still right now is very low, but at that time, it was probably less than 1%. So it's very rare to meet Christians mm-hmm. or to regularly attend the church services.
Tracy, what was it about Christianity that that drew your heart in the way that it did?
I had a strong feeling. I remember very clearly when I prayed with the pastors on the TV program. I had a strong feeling that I am a sinner. and I need salvation. I need God to save me. I cannot get out of my sin or to solve the problem in my life without this. I don't know who he is, but at that time, the pastor program, Christian program, just her voice and also her sincerity made me feel like I could trust this God and I could ask him. And when I was little, I was very timid about ghosts. Mm. A lot, especially if I walk along in the dark alleys, I always was very timid and scared.
Mm-hmm.
So after hearing the Christian program, I started praying a lot. And there was one time I even felt scared, and that dark force or a feeling, atmosphere is oppressing me when I was in my own room and at home. I had just remember people would tell me or encourage me to pray for it. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I remember very clearly that dark force or atmosphere fear faded away.
Mm-hmm.
So I started experiencing this God slowly and assuredly in my high school and college time and in my adulthood.
Personal relationship, mm-hmm. experiencing the mm-hmm. presence of Christ, the power of God in her life. Mm-hmm. Tracy Chen is with us from Boston, Massachusetts today. You're listening to The Good Life. And by the way, I don't know about you as you listen, dear one, if you've ever felt a moment of oppression, a moment of darkness, or maybe long periods, maybe it happens to you quite frequently. Maybe there's a paralyzing fear, a paralyzing feeling that comes upon you and you don't know what to do. Maybe it's a heaviness that you feel. And even as Tracy says, you're thinking to yourself, wow, she experienced that too. I know what that's like. Hey, there's a sort of a transcendent experience of darkness that people feel. But in Christ, even as Tracy prayed, she prays, she calls on the name of Jesus, and people, dear one, are set free. Call on the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it certainly brings in a different level of rebellion when you think about a young teen rebelling. Maybe they'll go pack up their bags and maybe go to a friend's house, but it's quite another thing to go and pack up your bags and go to the big city at the age of 15. That's part of the story of Tracy Chen, our guest today from Boston, Massachusetts. Tracy is a coordinator and of events of marketing technology at MIT there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She's with us today, sharing heart to heart here at the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. So glad you're with us. I'm here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Tracy, before our break, you were talking with us about praying. And in a moment of darkness, or moments of darkness, you began to see how God's power began to work in those situations. And the darkness would flee as you would pray. What else did you learn as you grew in your faith as a follower of Christ?
During my high school time, I remember, even though I became a Christian, I still felt like I was a rebellious child. Especially I had a very difficult time with my mom, almost to a degree that I hated my mom because my mom was very harsh on me. And not only that, she had a very traditional image of a woman, how a woman should be. And she was also very against to my religious decision, to a degree that we argue all the time in our traditional ritual that the family would practice is we worship the ancestors and the deities, especially during some specific holidays, like Chinese New Year. So my mom would prepare some dishes for the worship, the deities, and I was very reluctant to help her, but I had to. I also felt like as a Christian, I need to do something to help the family or to ease her burden. But I refused to worship or hold the incense to worship the ancestors or deities. My mom was very angry to a degree that it was 1 year. She was very angry and she woke me up in the midnight and scolded me a lot and harshly. And my brother, he overheard from the next room. He came into my bedroom and dragged me from the bed and beat me on the floor to a degree my mom had to stop him. Otherwise, I don't know what would happen. But that was a trial that I had to go through. But it was also in my high school time that I was being touched by God, His love and His unconditional love that I saw in my parents. And I realized that my mom really, really loved me. My dad sacrificed a lot when I sit in the back seat of the car that he drove me from home to school because I was late for the bus. So he gave me a ride, but I was sitting in the back of the seat. I look at him from his, look at his back. I saw the gray hair and tears just ran into my ear, my eyes, and I just couldn't stop crying. That my parents really, really loved me. They sacrificed a lot for me. And that was a transforming moment for me to appreciate my parents and appreciate my mom. And after I went to college, which is in the north city in Taipei, my mom couldn't see me as often as they wished to because it's much farther in distance. And because of the distance, actually also made both of us to miss each other more. And at that time, sometimes when I call my mom over the payphone on campus dormitory, I would cry over the phone that when I heard my mom's voice, or sometimes when I experienced something, frustration at school, I would call my dad or call my mom, and if I could hear their voice, that was just enough. So that was also the transforming. God is doing something in my heart that I gradually appreciate my parents. And also, even though now I'm even farther in America, but I will call them every week over the FaceTime. Thanks to the technology, we could see each other.
Tracy, how did you end up coming to America?
So it's very interesting that I graduated from college. I attended one of the camp calling for young professionals, and there was one workshop. It was talking about how the media is changing. Because at that time, Taiwan just passed a regulation that will open up the public media for the public. So Christian and churches have this vision that we need to seize that opportunity to train and also open up more of the radio stations and media for gospel programs. So I was reading Bible one day and I saw a verse in Mark chapter 16. Jesus, after he resurrected, he went back to the gospel, the disciples, and tell them to go into the world and tell them the gospel to all creatures. And when I saw that verse, I had a realization or I had a passion. I don't know how I'm going to do that to the whole world, but I wanted to. So that verse echoed in my heart at that time during the camp. So I decided to respond to the calling. So I wanted to dedicate myself into the public media or broadcasting media. And I was praying one day. I didn't really graduate in this major, so it was really hard to get into the job or get some training for it. So I was praying and praying one day because I was having trouble with job. I didn't have peace working in some company I have trouble with ethics with my boss committed. So I decided to go home and look for a job. And there was one weekend I decided to go home after the job interview, and then I was crying and praying when I was riding my motorcycle back home. I was praying to God, like, Father, I dedicate myself, my life in your hand. I don't know where you are going to lead me to, but I believe in your guidance. And just about to arrive home, I haven't even stopped my engine of the motorcycle or arriving the front yard. My dad calling me from the window when he saw me approaching or heard the motorcycle approaching home. He told me, like, oh, this person call you for this job. It's actually a job in a Christian college for public media broadcasting department. They were hosting they were recruiting for a position, and the president called me. I actually applied the job a long while ago, like 6 months ago, but they didn't respond to any reaction for the application. But after my prayer, I just realized it was God calling. So I worked for the head college for about a few years, and then I decided to go for more of the training technically and academically. So I was praying as well, and there was one time, as I say, my mom, she is very reluctant for me to go further away.
Tracy, you've got us on the edge of our seats because we still haven't gotten to America yet, right?
Yes, this is still, we are coming.
We're still coming to America, right? Coming to America soon. Okay, when we come back, you need to bring us to American soil. Tracy Chen sharing the journey. Hey, have you ever applied for a job? Apply for a job, and then you, at that time, you're so hopeful. Maybe tomorrow I'll get a call. Maybe at the longest next week I'll get a call, and then a month goes by, and then 2 months goes by, to the point where 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 months goes by, and you're thinking, you know what? Well, maybe you're not even thinking, because maybe you forgot about it. You literally forgot that you even applied because life went on. And while life has gone on, you're still praying, and suddenly you realize, you know what, I'm going to surrender this whole thing to God. And as I surrender to God, suddenly something opens up. That moment you forgot about that application, have you ever experienced that? Or maybe you're wondering about that now. Maybe Tracy Chen brings to your mind a similar situation that you have been in or you may be in right now. You see, God is still at work. God is still moving even when we don't think He is. Even when we forget. In that grand scheme of that grand plan that God is orchestrating, His love for you still moves. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, we are coming to America. You say, Danny, what are you talking about, coming to America? We are in America. Yes, yes, but Tracy Chen is sharing her story about how she ended up coming to America from Taiwan, having graduated there from her university in Taipei, and also, but making her way here, and how God opened up the door for her to do just that, even through Christian, religious broadcasting, multimedia, to spread the gospel, the Good Life Hawaii radio show here. Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer. It's good to be with you today. Tracy Chen, our guest, coming to us, joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Tracy, so you get this call from the president of this company, the school there in Taiwan. How did you go from there and end up in America?
Because in Taiwan, even though I work in my mass media department, but I felt like I was lacking in experience and training, et cetera, or formal training. So I just decided I wanted to go to United States to study, or a different country to study, or having a graduate degree in broadcasting media. So I only had that thought in my mind, but my mom, there was one day she just asked me out of the blue, "Would you like to go to go overseas for study?" And that was very, very odd for my mom to have that thought or even to think about it, because my mom is very protective. And to think of when her daughter is going to go even farther away, that is absolutely impossible. But for her to ask me that question, that just echoes back to my heart that this is God's calling for me to go to the United States for the graduate study. And I think I came here in 1998, and that's where I met my husband, Jeff, at Emerson College.
So when you came, mm-hmm. was it all that you expected it to be?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Why?
But I
Why?
Enjoy also? I enjoy my summer, or a short summer. But my even though I study English back in Taiwan, but I had such a difficulty in terms of adapting myself in the English environment, in the class, reading and writing, everything, and also I felt extremely lonely. That kind of loneliness is not that kind that when I lived in a different city back in Taiwan, because this kind of loneliness is you don't know if you belong here or you cannot find anyone to talk to. That is my number one obstacle in my adaptation to American life.
Tracy, would you consider it a cultural shock?
It is. It is a cultural shock.
Yes.
Well, not only that, many other cultural shocks. Mm-hmm. But I am very grateful that I actually met my husband during my first year at Emerson College, and we met each other, and we got married after we both graduated from the school. So, and also I experienced hardship finding job because the year that I graduated was also the year and right after the 9/11. So it was really hard for me to find a job in media industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray hard. I even sell movie tickets in the movie theater right next to the Emerson College. And the time then when I was selling the tickets, I met my graduate school advisor and several other schoolmates and professors. It was a shame for me in our culture, actually. I mm-hmm. had a master's degree, but I was selling movie tickets in a movie theater. I had doubt about my decision staying in the United States. But adapting to prayer is the only support that I have. Surviving all the hardship, and I had not only the job difficulty and also financial issues and immigration issues. I had probably the most hardship that mm-hmm. I have known of among my many friends. So it was very difficult for me, but because of those difficulties, that brings me to get closer to God. I have doubts, but also I told myself, without God, who do I have at this situation? Mm. And if I cannot believe this living God in this world, how I'm going to preach this gospel to people who haven't heard or haven't experienced God. And I had plenty of experiences that I experienced Him truthfully. And He has promised me and provided me many miracles that had happened back in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And those are the foundation of the faith that is there, supporting me to face those environments with God one-on-one. No other additional resources, not relying on too much on like Christian fellowship or other resources. It's purely just me and God. And also I look at myself honestly about my own faith, the faith or the so-called, you know, experience or mature Christian that I thought I was back in Taiwan, mm-hmm. and look at myself in the United States, honestly and nakedly, no other titles or like achievement whatsoever I have had done back in Taiwan. Nothing. I am nothing. And I face God just nakedly, without anything. And I realized that God just humbled me with all those difficulties, and that I need to come from my own self, and to a degree that I have gone through many different difficulties in life and work situations, and I, to a degree that I pray like every day, to in a period of time, I pray to God with tears. I don't want all the fame, money, and titles, achievement whatsoever, all the whole world. I don't want it. What I want is you in my life, that I want your word living out of my life. Wow. That is the calling I want. I want God himself. I want the God's words become the bread and the water that I eat and the air that I breathe in my life. I want to digest God's word so that my life will live like the life that he wants me to live. So that is my mentality right now. Even though I don't have like the glorious title or achievement, etc., etc., but I want to have God's character in me rather than the big titles or big house, big money, or big fame.
Amen. Amen. Tracy, your heart, your faith, your story, your testimony, your declaration not only moves us, it inspires us, it touches us, and it takes us to another level of faith that challenges us even today. Tracy Chen, thank you so much for being with us today. You have been a blessing.
I'm so honored, happy to be part of your program. And because of the show, I'm able to preach to the world.
Yes.
Yes.
God's gospel.
Mark 16.
Thank you for what you are doing.
Yeah, Mark 16:15, just like you were talking about earlier. Dear one, I hope that as you've listened to Tracy, that you were moved even as we have. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation set up for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, I want to thank you in advance. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Isaiah 12:4, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tracy Chen. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.